Already, it's demolition day, and I want you to learn to love loud. By the way, for some of you, that's going to be pretty easy. You see, loud music's one of those things that can, like, really help you enjoy some endorphins. By the way, for you to actually enjoy loud, you know, head-bangy kind of stuff, you've got to imagine something first. You've got to demolish your preferences of having tiny little structures in place that you settle for if you really want satisfaction. You see, back in the old days, when I got into both Neville Goddard and neurolinguistic programming and even the Native American teachings, they all showed up around the same time, I decided to do something different. While everyone else was doing what Tony Robbins was doing, trying to create a better you, I'm going to make a better me. I settled for different. I didn't want to build on what I had, because what I had was hell. And so I figured I'll just demolish hell, take it apart. You ever notice, you see, when I was a boy, I would take apart things. My cousin Billy tells me that they used to take bets to see how long my Christmas toys would last. And they lasted for a while until one year they got me a tool set, because I was taking things apart with butter knives and, you know, doing the best I could. But when I had screwdrivers and a hammer, oh my God, I mean, I could take apart toys like you couldn't believe. And the thing is, when you take apart your old toys, you can create new ones. But if you just have the same toys and you move them around in the toy box, you'll notice they get bored or they get lost. You see, your toys, I mean, you get bored with them or they get lost. And versus, I took everything apart. See, I'm a deconstructionalist. I love noticing how people think. I really don't care what they think about. I'm fascinated by the process that they use to get there. This is probably why, yeah, I live a very fascinating life, because I could care less about there, and I'm more interested in the journey. In other words, I want you to discover that you are the theme park. You're never going to Disney. We're going to talk about Disney in some cool ways. But you're never going to the theme park. You are the theme park. You are the adventurer. But you cannot possibly discover that until you demolish. Now, here's the cool thing, guys. I want you to imagine a playing field, because when I was a little boy, there was a big building in town. I don't even remember what it was called, but it was a big building. It was like 30 stories high. It was probably more like 10 stories or five. I was a little boy. It was a big building. And it seemed like it was so much, I mean, it was foreboding. It was moldy. It was horrible. And they demolished it. The town took up a thing and they demolished it. And suddenly there's a field there. And you'll never guess what happened once there was a field there. Once there was a field there, there was a game on. In other words, we were always playing something like keep away or baseball or football or catchers. Or we were catching lightning bugs, grasshoppers. There was so much more to do, so much more fun to have when the old moldy structure was taken away. The field wasn't better than the building. Having a field allowed us to explore different. A building's pretty well defined. It was full of apartments. On the ground floor, there was places for a couple businesses. Up above, there were apartments. All abandoned, all so on and so forth. But here's the thing, guys. What you want is different. And to get to different, you really get to demolish. And in a culture where we prize adding to, putting more toys in your toy box, more tools in your tool belt, this course is all designed to help you have demolition days. I want you to demolish your old days. I want you to demolish the old you. Neville says to bury the old you so well that you cannot possibly even find yourself, or find the old you. You actually find yourself by burying the old you. So check this out. You have to try the pie. You ever tell someone, if you're going there, you have to try the pie. Or, you know, there was this little place in Austin, Texas. Oh my God, it was on the back alley of this corner and that corner, and they made the best. Or, you know, if you're going to go to that place, you've got to ask for John. He's the one who. Now, I want you to notice this. When you make recommendations like that, it often sounds as though, and we'll often use the language of, oh, he's the best. That's the best pie. Oh, that place in Austin, they make the best brisket. How would you possibly know? How could I possibly know? All I can tell you is that I had a great experience eating the pie, eating the brisket, or working with John. In other words, I had a different experience. There's the thing, guys. Different is better than better. And the more you explore that, what can you do differently today? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to demolish your day. I want you to demolish your days. I want you to start stepping out of your ruts, routines, and responsibilities. And what I mean by that is, I don't want you to become irresponsible. I want you to stop defining yourself as your ruts, your routines, responsibilities. We did a training years ago. Tim in the program was in it, where we did a little vision questing. We had guys from around the world locking themselves in hotel rooms for a couple days to get away from their ruts, routines, and responsibilities. It was very similar to what I did live with working with some Native Americans, my mentors. It was a lot of fun, life-changing. But here's the thing. You don't have to do that to start demolishing your day. I want you to try some different ways to work. Boy, that could mean anything. Notice that? So it could mean I want you to drive a different way to work. I want you to get to work a different way. Maybe take the bus. I want you to try different ways of everything. Eat with your left hand if you're right-handed. Maybe eat with two forks, right? One in each hand. How much fun can you have? By the way, oh my God, this might bring up that rejection thing. If I go out to eat and I'm eating with two forks, what will they think? You see, here's the thing. People will avoid some of the happy chemicals, some of the four pillars of powers like serotonin or status because, oh, look at him. He thinks he's better than everyone. Now, I got to tell you something. Owning a BMW is a different experience. They call it the ultimate driving machine. I just find it fun. For a lot of people, more fun, more playtime, more playmates is going to be different for you. It's not better. It's just different than what most people do. And you get to become so much more comfortable with different. So demolition day, oh my God, how can you play with this? Can you go in the grocery store and take everything in the opposite direction of everyone else? Of the opposite direction of what you normally do? Can you? I bet you can. Can you post lots of little comments with dots? You see, that's what I tend to do. I didn't always do that. I used to put up long comments, and I've discovered nobody read them. And I discovered if I did something different, it was more effective and fun because I could literally lead them through, oh my God, what's he going to say next? What's he going to say next? What's he going to say? Oh my God, this is so good. Versus, God, I've got to read all that. Cortisol. Just reject that. So I want you to go out and demolish, gang. I want you to demolish the old you. I want you to demolish the old you by doing something different. Ah, God, how many ways to play. Let's find out what you do. Go post in the Facebook group. Ask for ideas if you don't have any. Share some of your ideas if you do. If you usually wait, go first. If you usually go first, wait a little bit. And enjoy what shows up. All right, is there anything? Oh, yeah. Hotel rooms. Check this out, guys. Most people I know will spend 3 to 5 times what it costs for them to live at home to stay in a hotel room. And I want you to get this because people, as long as you shoot for better, you're going to distract yourself. You're going to deny different. People will go to Disneyland and they'll go to the Holiday Inn near Disney and they'll spend 3 to 5 times to stay there for a night compared to what they stay to be at home. They're craving different. Is the room better than home? No. The room is not as comfortable in all probability. It's not as fun in all probability. I mean, you're stuck in there until you can run out. Why do people spend more money on a room to go to Disney? Do they stay at the Holiday Inn? They spend the money because it's different, not because it's better. For fun, notice what you do. Notice what you... Go play with different. God, I want to tell you what to do, but I'm going to let you go explore it. I'm going to do something different right now. See ya.